I'm so glad you're here tonight for the evening service where I prepare intensively for these remarkable tasks that I have before I die in finishing the book of Revelation. And it is to me a real challenge. I'm learning every day new little pieces here and there, and how tradition have intervened in the book of Revelation and not let the scripture being alone. So I'm using the plain King James Bible and the original Bible together. And so we clarify like we did in the morning, and everything fits perfectly together. And tonight we're going to see the first vision that John really saw. And when you do it, little piece by little piece, you see things that you never saw before. When I was in my class in architecture, one of the lessons was you walk in the room, take 2 minutes, walk in and out, go out and draw the room with everything on the walls and everything out. And after a year, then they save that picture. Then after a year, you go in, you go out, same time, 2 minutes, and you draw. And man, the amount of things that you saw were tremendous compared to the first day that you saw. And I think that happened to the scripture, no? And Pastor Thompson can testify. You look on it, you work on it, but one day you say, I'm going to take it word by word, and I want to compare it. And man, it looks like the whole thing flourished. There is about 5 pages today, or 4 pages. They're in the back. If you don't have one, you just have to, I have to get one of my commanders here to pass it to you. Meantime, we're going to start with a beautiful song, 225. If you are just in the internet and you are listening to Bethel Baptist Church, Morning Hill, California, United States of America, still. All right? And how wonderful it is that we can broadcast across. I was in my home sitting and listening to Pastor Thompson on his chats with the class. In the meantime, show my wife had to put the computer and listen to this wonderful church called Bethel Baptist. All right? Here we are, 255. All right? That will be good. All right. Here we are. Blessed assurance. And here's the security. Jesus is mine. 255. Prayer for tonight, okay? Yeah, that's it. Give us a benediction. All right, it's good to, I want to use the young people a lot, so that, okay, give us a prayer for tonight.
Dear Father, I just want to thank you for allowing us to come into your house once more this evening, Father. I thank you for the blessing of living in a country where we can still worship freely, Lord. Yeah. I pray that that never changes, Father, and I just pray that you help all of us as Christians to stand up for that, Lord. And I just pray that you bless this evening, Lord. Bless us as we worship you, Father. Thank you for allowing us the privilege of lifting up your name, Father. And I pray that our lives would be an example to you wherever we go. And I pray that you bless the message this evening, Lord. May it be enriching to our lives. And may we truly just take it in, Lord, and live by it. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Man, thank you. Thank you very much. I want to use the young people a lot to come and pray. Because the house of the Lord should be called house of prayer. Praise the Lord. All right, those who are in the internet, you know how to type our BBC MH in 95037, and you are right there on the board, and we will know if you call. Otherwise, those who are here will choose a song, okay? And you let me know what song will be. Pastor Thompson. 272, all right. That's on the right side of your hymn books. 272. And it's talking about something important, the solid rock. All right, here we are. We move to that one. Is your all on the altar? Talking about dedication of our life. Darlene,
64.
All right, number 64. Okay, here we are. The name of Jesus. Yeah, that's the book of Revelation, don't it? The name of Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We take you another song right away, but I won't tell you the excitement. Yes, Andrew, you tell me?
Oh, no, I'm just
Say it again?
I'm trying to get a song.
You're trying to get a song. All right. But our Spanish class was full, and we have invited four people. Two came, new one. And so they are coming, new people are there, and we have such a joy to see the house all full, especially in today. The wise counsel lesson today was very, very, very good. And so we hope that those people, they were all believers, they were from another church, they had no more Spanish ministry, and so they were coming here. And we are so, so glad. They knew very little English, so they had to leave after the class, but they are there. And that's very good. And what about Lewis? Lewis takes, at 6 o'clock in the morning, he get up and he takes a breakfast. At 7, take the bus from Palo Alto to San Jose. And then the bus is an hour and a half, then 1 hour wait for another bus from San Jose to here. And when I come to church, I go to the bus stop, pick him up and bring him here. It's just fantastic. Luis is his name, from El Salvador. And he used to listen to me in El Salvador, in a program called Along with God. In another program was question and answer, a visit with the pastor. And each time he's in the class, he's on the phone on, and the people in El Salvador are listening to that. And the radio now is connected to his phone so that the class is on El Salvador Estación Radio Renacimiento. The radio is Be Born Again. It's the name of the radio thing. It's amazing things God doing, no? You never know what God's going to do, who's going to bring. You don't have to worry. You have to be faithful to the word. All right? One more song. Now, anybody? Yeah, Anthony. 380. 380? Yeah. Okay. All right, 380, gracias. All right. I have people reading well, and they're Americans. Candace, Lara, and Anthony. So, boy, what a progress. They're reading in Spanish right alive. You cannot understand how much you learn in the class. First, your effort to understand. And then when I say, so-and-so, read that verse, then you got to go over there and read it. It's fantastic. If you want to learn Spanish, that's the way to do it. Right in the middle of the battlefield, okay? Number 380, Raise Up, O Men of God. Is that right? Good. Another song. I'm going to cut the songs a little earlier so I can have a good 45 minutes on the book of Revelation. Andrew?
455.
455. And Brother Plika, what's your number?
27.
27. Okay, 455 first. All right, 455. Now, number 27 here in our hymn is a hymn of worship. 27. I guess 27, is that right? 27. I sing the mighty power of God. When the moon comes up, a set of stars comes at the same degrees. Let's see if I have it right here. And I push a button. I got a marking here, navigation for airplanes here in my phone. And I push a button. I have the moon 131 degrees at 8 p.m. And then now I'm learning how to log every star. So I log 3 stars. And then I push the next day at 8 p.m. exactly on the money. Who did it? This is good, no? All right, stanza number 2. So wonderful. And I think the internet have one, and I ended with this. We have a long study tonight. So tell me.
2-2-1.
2-2-1. In the meantime, I want to ask Arlene how the wedding was yesterday.
It was very beautiful, and the Lord held all rain. We had not a drop on us. And everyone was real blessed.
Good. I know a lot of people were praying for you. We pray in the morning. My wife said it's the most devastating things to happen. The reason is, when we got married years and years ago, 48 years and a half, rained that day. And you say, well, what is the problem? The problem is that Raquel lived about 3 blocks from the main highway, and it's all dirt. The streets in other countries are not paved. You know that. They're all dirt. And man, rained for 2 days before, and hardly to get. So a man with a horse and a chariot went there and got Raquel on the top over there and got Raquel out of the house all dressed up and so on. Always things happen, but it's devastating, all right? It's especially if it's outside, and we pray as the Lord for their day to be beautiful before your presence and the Lord answer. And so, how wonderful. All right, now the next number that they request, will you repeat it for me?
221.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Let's think all a whole hymn, and that will be the closing, and we go to Revelation. If you don't have the papers on Revelation, Anthony can go and bring it to you. It's about 4 pages for tonight. All right? 221. wife said, you are doing super. And so I'm so glad the Lord has provided, gifted a person like you. Doesn't matter, you are Korean, doesn't matter. A gifted person like you to really enrich our life and really be blessed. When the piano is well played, it's blessing. This morning my wife said, who played the piano? I said, you guess. And she thought that it was you. And I said, no, it's one of the congolitos we call, Kong's girls we call congolitos because they are little. One of the congolitos girls, the little, Medley was, yeah. She said, how much they learn. And I want to, all of you who play here, that comes perfect on the radio. So I want you to not put stress, a little stress on you. But it comes perfect because nothing is here and the only people that listen is you there and the microphone right here. So how blessed we are. How blessed we are. When we started the church, that was our problem. We have only Raquel and no piano, nothing. We recorded the music and played it in a tape recorder. And now we have talented people. I tell Brother Plick, I can't believe it, that they sit and they play even without looking on it. It's just unbelievable. I'm really envious of that. All right, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, without your word, we have nothing to say. And without your spirit, we are helpless. Therefore, give us your word today, at this moment. And let the Spirit of God show our way through the book of Revelation. In Jesus we pray, amen. You do have the material and you do have your Bible in the book of Revelation. And I purposely, what I have done is what I do when I study a topic in the Bible. I copy the text and then I highlight the points that I'm going to make. That's the way I prepare. That's my first draft. Just on the scripture, I highlight the things I do. So I organize Revelation. I don't know, it's too hot. Can allow me to take my coat off. Maybe I'm sick or something. But it's all right. My wife will put the heater at this time. All right.